This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to cuts during this pandemic at big college athletic departments. Stanford's canceling 11 varsity sports. Men's track is ending at 9 Division I schools. From Austin Marketplace's Andy Euler reports on how this is playing out for Texas Longhorns, among others.
The University of Texas Athletics Department generated a record $224 million last fiscal year, more than any other college or university. Almost all of that money comes from ticket sales, concessions, and TV contracts associated with football and men's basketball.
So those revenue streams are huge.
David Berry teaches sports economics at Southern Utah University. He says, yes, football and basketball help pay for lacrosse, gymnastics, and tennis. But for the most part, football and basketball revenues go to football and basketball.
They primarily go in the pockets of coaches, administrators, and then to facilities.
Longhorn home football games are being played in front of only a 25% capacity crowd. UT hasn't said how much money it's going to lose as a result, but in 2018, ticket sales alone brought in $67 million. So now, UT's athletics department is trimming back. It laid off 35 people and said another 35 vacant positions would be eliminated. Even the football coach is taking a 15% pay cut. All in all, Texas cut about 6% from its sports programs. That's about the same percentage Ryan Ivey had to cut from his athletics department at Stephen F. Austin University in East Texas. But his books look a little different.
Yeah, so our total budget is right at $16 million.
He hasn't laid off or furloughed anybody yet, but he can't fill open positions.
So essentially, if we want those positions, then we have to buy them back in some form or fashion. So we have to figure out the budget aspect for that for us moving forward.
Stephen F. Austin's fall conference football games were postponed until the spring, but Ivy found out-of-conference schools to play. That's generating some helpful income. And across the country, other colleges and universities are doing the same thing, trying to protect their budgets. That could put student-athletes in harm's way, says Michael Butterworth, director of the Center for Sports Communication and Media at UT.
There are a lot of institutions that appear to be making decisions motivated specifically by money. And when you're counterbalancing that with the public health risk and the risk to the athletes who are shouldering that risk and that burden, that's really uncomfortable.
He says if a spike in infections could be tied back to an athletic event, there could be legal implications for universities as well. In Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.